Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, General Flynn. General Flynn has a new movie out called Flynn, Deliver the Truth. Whatever the cost, you can go to flynnmovie.com. And right now he's on tour. He's visiting all different states and promoting his movie. And I am very happy to have General Flynn on the X22 Report Spotlight. General, welcome to the Spotlight.
Thanks very much for having me. This is a great opportunity, and I love coming on your show. You have a terrific, strong, and loyal audience too, and that says a lot about how you deliver the truth, and how you bring the right kind of messages to this country, because it's a big deal right now. People are just starving for something that deals with reality. And the reality that we're facing right now is definitely changing as we. On a daily basis because of all the madness going on in Washington, D.C. So anyway, I appreciate it. You for having me on.
No, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you're doing. And thank you for telling the world your story, because you just came out with this new movie. It's absolutely incredible. I watched it this morning. And I just wanted to ask you, let's just start off. Why did you decide to make this movie?
I decided it because there was so much... there's so much deception and so many lies out there about who I am. Mike Flynn, General Flynn, right? And I know that we are in a really critical moment in the nation's history. And I felt like I wanted to document, I needed to document my story because it's such an important piece of history for the country, particularly with everything going on, you know, then at the time that it all happened to me, as well as what's happening now. And so, you know, the media has defined me. They've tried to define me in different ways, the big mainstream media. And even some of the citizen journalists out there who you know, who haven't, I've not had a chance to speak to or be on their shows like I have been on with you, have tried to define me in different ways because, you know, there's all kinds of haters and bots out there that throw vicious lies. So I wanted to just get this out there. Now is the right time. Now we've been obviously working on this. I've been working on this for a couple of years. I joked with a woman last night that I've been working on it for 65 years. That's how old I am. I've been really seriously working on this thing, really since post the 2020 election. So here it is, 2024, heading into another presidential election. That's a really incredibly consequential one for the country. And I felt like now was the time. And I really, a year and a half ago, when we started to talk about this and we started to look at, you know, putting this movie together and really taking a really complex story and weaving it together the way that we were able to do that to the producer I have, Scott Wiper, I really wanted to push for it to be put out now, this specific time and now, because we have about, I don't know, 6 months or so left before we go into November. And I want people to understand just how deep the corruption runs in our country, what our government is willing to do to maintain power, and what we can do as Americans to overcome that. And I think that part of the story that as you saw, as you listened to, and I really appreciate the fact that you watched the movie before this interview, that I think the strength of family comes out, right? I mean, it comes out quite a bit. And
yes.
And I think we as Americans, we're really a big family at the end of the day. We really are. And we always unify around times of crisis. And we're in a time of crisis right now. And that's really the big strategic message of this movie is that, you know, like my sister Mary says in the movie, as you saw at the end, you know, if the Flynns can, you know, come together and drive this darkness out, then the American people can come together and do the same. And that's really the big strategic message of hope and, you know, and inspiration that I want to make sure that people are left with after watching this incredible movie. So the timing is really important, Dave.
I mean, what I got out of it, yes, family and how you guys stuck together and how you had to go through all of this. It was a very tough period in your life, in your family's life. But what's very interesting, you said just before, like the corruption, how deep it is. And what I got out of it from the very, very beginning, when you had, they were bringing you into the fold, Clapper was bringing you into the fold and they were backing you and everyone was behind you. And then everything started to turn which I thought was very interesting. So, I mean, how did you feel when all of a sudden everyone was behind you, everyone was giving you praise, and then I guess Trump came into the picture, and then I think that's when everything started to turn. I mean, what did you see? What did you feel at that point?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you, it's was such a sense of betrayal, because I'm a really loyal guy at the end of the day. You know, when I do things, you know, I do things out of faith. I do things out of my belief system. You know, joining the military, right, and going serving our country, I felt like a duty, a sense of responsibility, and a sense of loyalty to why I served the country. And I grew up around the military. My father was a retired sergeant from the Army and World War II and Korea vet. But I always do things out of a sense of duty, but I become very loyal to the cause. And I was very loyal to the cause, right? I mean, I'm loyal to service, to country, and people hired me. But I do think that, and I mentioned this, and actually Tucker Carlson, who's also in the movie,
yes,
touches on it. You know, sometimes you find somebody who you know you can't totally control, but so you bring them closer, you know, you bring your enemies closer. And I do think, looking back, you know, in hindsight, and we thought about this when we were talking about this part of the movie, that there's probably something to that, right? Like somebody who is incorruptible, somebody who they knew was a maverick. And so bring them closer, because my background, if they had just told me to retire after coming out of, you know, one of my more junior jobs, people would have wondered what the heck's going on, because this guy has such a you know, a great background, and we're still at war, so why get rid of somebody, you know, when we're still at war, that's really turned the tables on the enemy. And I do think that there's some of that. So I really, really felt an incredible sense of betrayal And like somebody, you know, had stabbed me, not just in the back, but, you know, in the heart. And that's when I really started to feel like, man, we really, it's worse than I thought. But I still, even then, I still tried to feel like, well, our country can't be this bad. It can't be that bad. And I knew a lot then, but I didn't realize, even going into the White House, until I began to really, as I talk about in the movie, when I started to dig in, you know what I'm talking about, because you watched the movie, when I started to dig into certain things. Right. And I, even in the movie, I, you know, there's things that are classified that I still know, but I can't, you know, speak to them because they're really sensitive, and I have an obligation to not disclose them, and I can't do anything about it because I'm not in government anymore. But that's why when I was in government, particularly as a national security advisor, there was a lot of things that I could do to raise us out of this hellhole that we find ourselves in. But now we have to get back into government. Now, in order for me to fix some of these problems, people go, why don't you tell us what you know? You know, tell us where the bodies are buried. Well, you can't do that, folks. You just can't do that. It's not right. You can, when you're in government, you can make these decisions, but I'm not in government right now. And they got rid of me. They got me out of government as fast as they couldn't. And for your audience that's listening that hasn't watched the movie, as you know, I talk about it in the movie. It wasn't just the Obama administration. There were people in the, you know, in the inner circle of Donald J. Trump that affected my departure, and that level of betrayal. I'll tell you, I just, and it's unforgiving to me. I mean, I'm not going to be vindictive or scornful about it, but I'm not going to forget about it. Believe me.
Well, the one thing that struck me as like, wow, I didn't realize this, is when Obama told Trump, watch out for two people. Now, the first one, Kim Jong-un, I get that. Kim Jong-un, North Korea, I get that. But the second person was you. So he put he put you in the class of Kim Jong-un. That blew my mind. I was like, wow. I mean, go ahead.
Well, I talk about that, and I won't tell the whole part of it because I want people to watch the movie. But I discuss that, and it's really fascinating. And if you watch the movie, and I'll tease it a little bit here, but if you watch the movie, I describe that, and I describe the conversation that I had with Donald Trump about that. And I'll leave it at that, but you can't make it up, and it's laughable. And you laugh about it, you know, everybody always laughs about it when I talk about it or when I'm asked about it, kind of go like, I just can't believe this. And why would he do that? Did he know something? Did the president of the United States, President Obama, know something about me what he knew about me was that they, up to that point, they attempt to corrupt people coming out, particularly coming out of the military. And there's a lot of generals and admirals that keep their mouths shut. Sadly, for this country, because their service to country is something to be admired, but they cannot stay quiet now that we are in the throes of socialism and losing our country to socialism, and they still keep their mouths shut. Why? Because they get benefited coming out of the military, especially at senior ranks. And there's there's a corruptibility, and then there's an incorruptibility. And I like to think that I stay in the world of being incorruptible, and it's not easy, and it comes at a cost. And so when I joined up with Donald J. Trump and got into his camp to help him become the president of the United States, which I did, man, did they hate me, and they still do. I always joke about it because it's serious. But I, you know, when Trump gets a subpoena, I get a subpoena. I mean, all these different cases that he's in is up for the ones up in New York, Georgia. You know, I was in front of Fannie Willis and her boyfriend, right? I mean, all these things. You know, I mean, it's so much at stake right now, and there's so many unprecedented actions like what was done to me, and I talk about it in the film, where people can find it, flynnmovie.com. About the judge that I faced, right? Unprecedented actions by a judge. Never in the history of our country. Never in the history of our country has someone ever received from a president of the United States something called a pardon of innocence. And I talk about that in the movie as well, because these are actions that that the deep state, you know, quote unquote, deep state apparatus was willing to take against a guy like me, because they feared me going back into any prominent role in the, in an administration, and especially back in as the National Security Advisor. My God, the power of the National Security Advisor is extraordinary. And, you know, and lastly, you know, people ask me about my relationship with Trump. I have a great relationship with Trump. You know, he and I talked to each other. I saw him recently at Mar-a-Lago, presented him an award down there on some of the things he did as president. I mean, I'm not giving up on him because he's not giving up on this country. And I think that's what people need to understand, because I am definitely not going to give up on this country. You can take that to whatever bank that is still open.
Do you think that coming up in 2024, is there a place for you in his new administration?
I would say so. I mean, I would go there under certain conditions, you know, and people would go, why would Clinton set? Yeah, I've learned a lot. He's learned a lot. He learned a lot about people. He's learned a lot about the systems of government that operate. I know those. That's one of the things that they feared, was understanding the organizations and the way that these organizations operate, particularly the intelligence community, which has become a really dangerous component of our government. Trump has learned a lot about people. We are not perfect in any regard. And we have to also understand that we can still learn. And I think that for me, I'll speak for myself, I never stop learning. And if I learn about somebody, if I learn, like, somebody that comes into my life and all of a sudden, you know, you think that they're okay, then a couple of months later, you learn that they have some weird background or they're an insider and they're turning on you. And, you know, that then you have to learn and you got to move. You got to move quickly. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. So I think that's kind of where I am. And I believe that to a degree, the idea of trust, loyalty, respect, perseverance are elements that I know Donald Trump has already demonstrated. I mean, this guy's not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. And I think America needs those kinds of attitudes right now. I know you, Abe, you're not going to give up. You're not going to relent. And we need people like that in this country right now, because there's so many Americans. As I go around this country on this, you know, this tour, this film premiere tour, we're heading up to Washington State today. People come up to me all the time. I mean, thousands of people come up and say, oh, my God, you know, thank you for coming out here. They're concerned. They're afraid. They're looking for ideas. But I do know that there's more and more champions that I'm finding the more I get around this country. And I use that word very precisely, champions out there in this country. And we need more of them. And I want champions at the local level as much as I want champions who are willing to take on Washington, D.C.
You know, when I speak to people and people ask me about you, what do you think of General Flynn? I tell them, well, think about what he's gone through. He's never wavered. He's never quit. He never gave in to the deep state. And those are the people that we need to run the country. Those are the people that we need to push back, because most people, they would fold. It wouldn't even take them that long. You didn't. You went through all of it. You didn't even know if Trump was going to pardon you. You didn't even know that. But you kept going. You kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving peanuts? Why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22 VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN. Until the DOJ said, we have no case. And then the judge decided that, you know what, I'll take on the case. I mean, it was just absolutely unbelievable. And those are the people that we need. So when people ask me, that's what I tell them. I go, look, have you ever seen anyone do this? I mean, yes, we see Trump doing it every day. But look, these are the people that we need. These are the people that we need in the administration. And I thank you for that. And I think the country thanks you for that. Because we don't need people that are just going to fold under pressure. So you're battle hardened and you went up against the deep state. So you know them inside and out and you know what they're capable of. Yeah. So thank you.
I really, really do. And well, thank you, Dave. I really do. And, you know, I will tell you that, and this is, you know, I want to remain humble and I want to always check my, you know, ego at the door. And I always focus on the mission. Mission over ego, right? That's kind of a bumper sticker that I use, you know, with all the people that are around me that are helping me now. You know, we're on a mission, and you know, I don't want to hear anybody's ego, you know, start to say, "Look at me" or whatever. No, we don't want any of that. What we want is we want to focus. We want to be steady as Americans, even more about myself than I ever thought I ever knew. And there's a resilience that grows in our lives if we allow it to grow. And that resilience can be turned into something really positive, you know, not vindictive or mean-spirited or hateful or scornful, which would have been easy for me to do and everybody would have understood it. And I would have just frittered away, right? I wasn't raised like that. I'm not designed like that. I didn't go into the military because I was a wallflower. And I have grown and learned. I hope that has helped me in a way to help other people and to help this country. I mean, I don't know anything else but service. People know art. They know how to play music and how to sing. They know how to make money. They know how to, you know, they know how to run a business. What I know is service. And I grew up as a kid, born on a military base. My grandfather served in the military. My father served in the military. My brothers served in the military. You know, I served in the military. I have a son that serves in the military. People don't even know that. And so he was deployed to combat at 3 different times. My son. One of those times was when I was in Afghanistan. So people don't even know that, because the media will always try to box those of us in. And actually, not just the media, but as I bring out in the film, Dave, as you watch, and I'm so honored that you watched it, because a lot of people won't, they don't watch it. They just want to do a podcast and talk to it. But as as we bring out in the film, and Tucker does a really good job, Tucker Carlson,
yep,
in the film, does a really good job of talking about this collusion between media and intel and the intelligence community, and how, you know, he uses the word perverse, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't see it, you know, finds it, you know, nothing more perverse than this. And when we talk about the talking heads, and we're very specific, we actually lay out these people and we show them. And I think people need to understand that this is not just some esoteric, you know, documentary. This is a story, very, very compelling story that the producer of it, Scott Wiper, who was out of Hollywood, actually was not a, you know, he was not a big fan, but not a fan at all. He was actually, you know, a libertarian who voted for Bernie Sanders, you know, in the past, but he was out of Hollywood, and he never did a documentary.
I think
much about him to tell his story. I didn't want somebody who knew me, who was like big fan, you know, and all that, and they would have made me look like something that I'm not.
Right.
This is a very, very intimate inside look into the Flynn family as well, and especially my son. So anyway, we cannot give up on this country ever. And that's for your whole audience. But people like me, I know how I have to operate at the national and international level, and I'll do that. People that, you know, maybe people in your audience are in a small community, well, go get involved in your community. Go to a local school board meeting. Go to a town council meeting, or whatever. You know, go run for something. You know, go get behind somebody who you like that is not a politician who's ripping you off, but a leader who's making a difference. That's what we do. And that's what we have to do. Take control of what you can control, and get out there and do it.
Do you find, since you're on tour right now, do you find a lot more people are waking up? They're starting to get involved now, and they're starting to understand that we have major problems in this country?
Absolutely. I mean, we are, you know, not just the audiences that we get at our sites, and we probably average now, I'd say, you know, we're going to 35 cities. So,
right,
you know, we're probably 300-400 people. We had 500, over 500 last night. Wonderful. But we also stop along the way. We stop at, you know, sites along the, you know, our path here, you know, gas stations to fill up. And people come up because I'm in an RV. If I look like I'm bouncing around, because I'm in the middle of I'm in an RV now. The RV's got, it's wrapped with a great banner with the Flynn movie and all that. It's a big picture of, you know, me up on the side, the front. It's an amazing thing, you know, to see people, you know, honking on the roads. I love it. But yeah, people come up all the time and they're telling me their stories of what they're doing to get involved. And they're like, you know, and they will say things like, I've heard you on this podcast, or I've heard you on in other places. And I've heard you say local action, you know, equals a national impact. And they, when they say that, it's humbling to me, because when they say that, I'm like, okay, people are listening. People are getting involved. So there's a lot more of us out there that are now awake and now realize what's at risk. And I don't think we're going to put up with it. In fact, I know we're not. So people are engaging far more than they did, even certainly in 2020, but even more than they did in the 2022 election. So the 2024 election coming up, you know, whatever, 220 days or so from now, that, I think we're going to see people turning out in droves. They're going to be getting involved in volunteer activities. They're going to be getting involved in campaigns. They're going to be at the ready, so to speak. They use a military term. They're going to be at the ready to make sure that people are not cheating, that there's no nonsense. There's no funny business. There's no putting up boards around, you know, where they're counting like they did in Philadelphia. I mean, we're just not going to put up with that anymore. There's a lot more people that are aware, and we're going to be watching. We're going to be watching what's happening, and we're not going to put up with this nonsense that we saw in the 2020 election with all the shenanigans. A lot of fraud in 2020. Damn, do I believe that Biden won? No, I don't believe he won. I don't believe he won fairly. Until we're able to really clean him up. And now, so people understand, all elections are run at state. So states actually are the ones that set the parameters of the Voting Assistance Act. But absentee ballots for military and people serving overseas. But other than that, states, all 50 states, we have 50 different ways that we run elections. Okay. So people need to understand that it's not those in Washington. It's those right in your own state, in your own county. That's why we elect election county commissioners, right?
Right.
People who actually are voted in and they run the elections in our counties. I mean, they're your neighbors. So, you know, go talk to those neighbors who are responsible for these things and tell them, look, we're not going to put up with this. You know, you've got to, you know, we're going to lose this country. Your children and grandchildren are going to grow up in a socialist country if we don't, if we aren't able to choose fairly the leaders that are running this country at all levels. And you know what? If people want to vote for socialism and that's what the majority wants, okay, I guess that's what they want. But that's, but you know, as a constitutional republic, that's not something that is a part of the fabric of our nation, of our country. Our nation is built on freedom. Socialism is not built on freedom. It's built on government control and slavery. And that's not what we want. So anyway, I could go on and on about that issue, Dave, but I appreciate so much the fact that you watched the movie. What, let me ask you a question. So what is sort of a big takeaway that you got out of that movie?
The biggest takeaway that I got out of the whole movie is how you went from being this guy that everyone liked, everyone respected, where everyone then turned on you and you had to lean on your family. You had to lean on who you were from inside to weather the entire storm as you went through all this. And by having your loved ones around you and keeping them close to you, you were able to get through all of this. And I thought that was very, very important on how your wife stood by you. I mean, you knew her since high school. I mean, I don't want to say it's a long time, but that's a long time. and that your whole entire family just stood by you. They didn't give up. They didn't. I mean, most people, I mean, look, a lot of people broke up during COVID. A lot of people couldn't stay married. I mean, through what you went through, your family stayed with you. Your family said, no, we support you. We're here with you. We're not going to give up. And I think that's very, very important to show that the people around you, they're as strong as you. And I thought that was the whole message throughout the whole thing. Yes. I mean, yes, you told us your entire story of what you went through and other people told, you know, different things about how you weathered the storm and how they came after you. But I think that was the main message that I got out of it.
That's really important. That's a great takeaway, because it's like I said earlier on in this discussion that we're having, you know, if we could come together like that, we're a large family. Most people don't know that I have 9 brothers and sisters, but large families don't always, that doesn't always happen with large families. I know a lot of large families that are broken up for much less.
Yes.
And have a really difficult time, you know, brothers and sisters getting along and everything. But that's because everybody in my family, we know each other intimately, and we never gave up on each other. Even though we have different belief systems ideologically, believe me, we have people in my family, my brothers and sisters have different, opinions about Trump, about politics, about life. But we know each other. And I think that's the bigger message too for Americans, that we're going to have differences of opinion about parties, about ideologies, about, you know, different sets of things that are within the framework of this beautiful country of ours. And we should have those differences of opinion, because it's what makes our country great. But when we start to see the fabric of our Constitution be torn to shreds, and we start to see a shift towards socialism, because that's really, you know, socialism, Marxism, communism, whatever, you know, I've been called every name in the book.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say fascist, you know, but people don't realize that the Nazis were, you know, because I've been called that too. They were a socialist. They were a, you know, Nazi socialist party, right? I mean, and so people have to understand we will have differences. But in order to be able to have those differences, in order to be able to speak freely about those differences, we have to have the constitutional rights that we still have. And as Americans, we can unify around that. We should unify around that, that we be, are stronger as a nation because of our differences. And that's how we unify, because when we are attacked, right, when Americans are attacked, we do come together. It's happened. It's been great example of that in our history. And when our way of life comes under attack, we stand together as Americans. And I think that's sort of where we are right now. And I think we do need to stand together as Americans at this time and say, look, we don't want to give up our constitutional rights. We don't want to give up our constitutional republic. In order to do that, more and more citizens have to get involved. And that's really the big message, I think. So thank you so much for watching the movie.
No, absolutely. And I think that people need to have a conversation. I think there was at one point where you couldn't even have a conversation with those people that, you know, were against Trump or for Obama. I think that's changing now. I think the conversation now is opening up, and I think people are able to talk about it. I think soon, I think a lot more people will be able to talk about it as we move forward.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me just do one thing, because I know we're coming to the end here, Dave, and I really appreciate you. And X22, I love X22. I love that you love your audience. I've been on with you a few times, and I'll come on again. I just want to show you. I'm in a front seat of an RV. We're driving down a state highway. You know, this is the Northern California, man. They got some fruit trees up here, and it's a great. It's kind of a little bit overcast day, but we're having a wonderful day. There's a brand new planted fruit trees right here. Probably apples up this way. And we were able to pick up a whole bunch of boxes of fruit. People have been giving us, you know, avocados, walnuts, all kinds of stuff. They're just wonderful people in our country. That's the other great thing, is that, you know what? It's good to just lighten up a little bit and enjoy the nation. And I'm so blessed to be able to drive around this country and do this film, show this film to as many people as we can, and get the word out and gain some momentum, because I do want the film to be watched by a lot of people. I think it's a great, great message, especially right now in the times that our country faces. So we're just heading around the country and having a grand old time, and meeting all kinds of people. And it's just such an honor to be able to share some of this with the various audiences that I'm speaking to, especially your youth. You have a great audience.
Yeah. So if people wanted to watch the movie, what platforms are you on right now?
Yeah. So we are streaming on Apple iTunes, Salem, YouTube as of today. So YouTube, people can go to YouTube and you can stream it and rent, or you can purchase. I think the rent is $4.99. The purchase is $19.99. People can go to they can also go to FlynnMovie.com is where you can find those. You can also go to Amazon, Target, Walmart. Those are the other DVD purchasing platforms. And the DVD, so people know, because I've found that, you know, not as many people still own DVDs. Right. Older people seem to than younger people. But DVDs has a lot of B-roll. You got an extra hour of Tucker Carlson, extra hour of Devin Nunes, myself, Lee Smith, some really funny back room discussions, some really good stuff. So that's on the DVD. The live streaming or the streaming on those other platforms, Apple iTunes, Salem, YouTube, and Google Play is another one. And they're available today, as of today, in fact. So you're really the first sort of breaking news, so to speak, on your platform to get those now, and we're on it. I'm amazed, and I'll tell you why I'm able to be on those. I'm able to be on those because it is selling on those. Thank God, because some of these other crazy movies that they have out there that are meaningless to life,
right?
They're just people don't care about them anymore. People aren't, you know, they're just not. They're more concerned about life. And my message is about life in general. And it's, like you said, it's a great message about faith, family, and it's an inspiring story. So anyway.
Absolutely. Hey, General Flynn, Thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video to make it a lot easier for people to go right over. Thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, David. And thank you. And I'll come on anytime. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN.